Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Thursday night throwdown edition of the program. And Major League Baseball is back with a lot of new rules, formats, and everything else in between. We break it down, and it's going the way you would expect it to go in the middle of a global pandemic right now. As Juan Soto, the Washington Nationals young phenom, is tested positive for coronavirus. Clayton Kershaw gets hurt in the weight room, evidently. He's got a bad back. He's scratched. He's injured right now. Dustin May gets the call on like 3-4 hours notice and pitches well. Although Los Angeles Dodger backers are sweating it out as the Dodgers laid minus 300. The Yankees and the Nationals got things going. And Dr. Fauci finally flattened the curve, so to speak, as it might have been one of the worst first pitches in the history of first pitches. Yet Dr. Fauci throws the first pitch. He actually pitched better than Max Scherzer did in a limited time. Although Scherzer struck out a million batters, the prop goes over the number. The Yankees are victorious in a five-inning baseball game. And people were wondering, in the new world, in the new rules, was it a win? How is baseball even handling this? I don't know, man. Baseball makes it up as they go, evidently. Like your fantasy football league that I run, and I'm the worst commissioner in the history of fantasy sports, is like better run than Major League Baseball. Now, oh yeah, by the way, there's now 16 teams. That's what, like 2020, that's what we're dealing with here. There's 16 teams in the Major League Baseball playoffs. They decided on this format at the strip club minutes before first pitch. Mike Tyson's fighting Roy Jones Jr. Seattle has a hockey team named the Kraken. And Earl Skakel is back. So you know things are about to get really crazy 2020 style, as is Teddy Covers joining us straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got an all-star panel this evening. Teddy Covers returns. Normally, Teddy takes a vacation in the summer, but there's no dog days of summer. The only dog days of summer are the dogs that people are betting on right now as the MLS craziness continues. The Vancouver Whitecaps somehow advance into the knockout stage. Teddy, Earl Skakel, Sports Rage late. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage late night. Let's do this thing. Thursday night to throwdown. We're kicking it old school. Teddy Cover stepping up and in from Las Vegas at Nevada. Big Earl Skakel from Hollywood, California. We're kicking it West Coast style this evening, and it's all about the West Coast as the San Francisco Giants and Los Angeles Dodgers play in one of the heaviest bet baseball games of the last couple of years. Word on the street is the books, the Yankees-Nationals game this evening, a game that sucked and, you know, was played, you know, great job by Washington decorating the stadium, as in, like, I don't know, at least they turned the lights on. I mean, we'll give you that. at least you turned the lights on. Like, what is it about Washington? Like, you know, everything about that city is just like a circus and, quite frankly, a disgrace. But, oh, yeah, by the way, the Washington football team, that's their new name, the Washington football team. Because, you know, they were really caught off guard by changing their name. So they need time to, like, come up with a new name because, you know, no one, you know, they never ever considered they would ever have to change their name before. And speaking of names, shout out to Sooner Lisa. Sooner Lisa hangs out in our chat on a nightly basis, except she doesn't call in. That's like Superman not flying, because Sooner Lisa has a very soothing and pleasant voice. And I think, quite frankly, the rageaholics that tune into the show don't hear a lot of female voices in their lives. So we miss Lisa's voice, but she's on fire in the chat, and I have to give her credit for this. As so, Seattle has a hockey team, all right. They're getting a hockey team, and the name of the team in the end is going to be the Kraken, all right. So if you see the logo and stuff, it basically looks like an 80s metal band record cover. Don't miss the concert of the summer, July 13th, with Dawkin, Crocus, and Kraken. Like, oh, like, if I told you, oh, yeah, yeah, the Jackal are touring, Kraken's opening up. You'd be like, oh, yeah, 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 Kraken, oh, yeah, that metal band, that 80s glam band, yeah, yeah. Like, doesn't, like, Kraken sound like, I don't know, like Motley Crue, Rat, Dawkin, Kraken, Crocus, except Kraken. Yeah, you know, great name. But where Lisa comes in here, yes, indeed. Well, if you're going to name your team the Kraken, all right, and I just can't wait right now until, yeah, the late night hours until we lose like $750 in a shootout of a freaking Seattle Kraken game. Yet anytime. Like, the arena is always named, like, sort of after the sponsor or the team, right? It's always like that. That's the way that it works. And if you're going to name the team the Kraken, then clearly the name of the arena is now the Krakhouse. Man, that Krakhouse is a tough place to play, man. Oh, yeah, those people are crazy down there in the Krakhouse. Like, you brought it upon yourself, Seattle, just for the record. And you know, we don't even say it disrespectfully. Crack houses are crazy. I don't know, though, with crack end, though, I think crack den works better. And welcome to the crack den for Seattle Kraken hockey. Yeah, the Crack Den. It's got a better ring to it. The Crack Den. And the Crack Den is rocking tonight as the Kraken take a 4-3 lead over the Golden Knights. Yeah, welcome to the Crack Den. It's a great, and listen, it's intimidating too. Nobody wants to go into a Crack Den unless you're a crackhead, right? Like, nobody wants to go into a Crack Den. Like, you know, I look forward to Big Earl Skakel's take on this. Earl's a big hockey guy, and also he's a big metal guy. Like, I think, you know, like, I'm going to be surprised. Put it this way. I'll be surprised if, like, some band, like, from Sacramento or something, or, like, from Pasadena, doesn't already own the copyright to the name Kraken. Like, some metalhead dude that's, like, right out of Fast Times at Ridgemont High just struck gold right now. Like, his buddy's called him. Yo, Dave, bro, dude, there's a hockey team called the Seattle Kraken, man. We own the name Kraken. You dust off the old copyright of that record that came out right next to the Loudness record in the bin. Yeah, like that's where we're at right now, like with 2020, that there's a sports team named the Kraken playing at the Crack Den, and whatever, man. The San Diego Toreros play at the Jenny Craig Center, which I maintain is the most intimidating place in the country to play. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Roy Jones Jr. is fighting Mike Tyson. Yeah. Al DelVecchio. Yep. I'm not kidding. They're fighting for real. I think it's 8 rounds. But they're not really fighting for real. They're fighting for real, but not for real, if you know what I mean. Like, they're fighting, but it's an exhibition. And they're not trying to kill each other. Like, people are getting mad about this. Oh, they're old. Why are they fighting? They're not fighting. It's an exhibition. Like, it's not like, Tyson versus Jones to settle the score or anything like that. We've talked about this. Roy Jones Jr. will fight a tree if you pay him. Like, Roy Jones Jr. is fighting homeless dudes outside of liquor stores in Poland, in Warsaw. Like, Roy Jones Jr. used to be, like, the top of the top, too. He was, like, Mayweather before Mayweather. And now, like, dude, like I said, like, he'll fight a bouncer at a strip club if you pay him. What? Yeah, 2020. So baseball season starts. Like, oh, yeah. These guys really are. It's like a clown show, man. All right? Baseball is an embarrassment. I never thought I'd say this, but as you get older, you realize, you know, maybe things in the past weren't as bad as you thought they were. Bring back Bud Selig. 16 teams in the playoffs. You know, the part that gets me is about how, so the fans will get to decide the last playoff team now. It's going to be decided by a fan vote. No, that's not true. But if I told you that, you'd probably believe it. Like, why wouldn't you? 16 teams. Like I said, I'm the worst commissioner in the history of fantasy sports, and I wouldn't change the playoff format 10 seconds before the season starts. 16 teams make the playoffs, but just for this year, of course. But we wasted everyone's time for the last couple of months. And, oh, yeah, turns out Major League Baseball really splurged on the COVID testing kits. They got the cheap dollar store knockoffs that take, like, 2 days. And not like the instant 2-hour test. So Juan Soto's tested positive for coronavirus. They don't know how long. He's could have had it for the last 2 days. Now the Nationals are in a panic because the rest of the team's been exposed to Soto. Dave Martinez didn't even hide it. I said it tonight on Game Time Decisions before the game. I said, you know, these guys got to be a little bit distracted. Finding out that their star player has coronavirus and they were all exposed and they're all taking tests. And they're getting the results 2 days later. It's pointless then, all right? Like, it's okay to take a test and get the results 4 days later if you're going home and staying at home. If you take a test and hang around with 38 other dudes for 2 days, oh, man, I got it. So we're on the clock right now. I don't know who's, you know, I say Strasburg has it. Strasburg always has bad luck getting hurt. Like, how many guys on the Washington Nationals have coronavirus right now? Like honestly. it's comical. It's comical, like, just, like, how poorly planned this is. And they are literally, we're not even one night through, basically. And a star player is already hurt, Clayton Kershaw, because you're rushed back. And, you know, this is all unorthodox. And oh, yeah, Juan Soto, who's an MVP candidate, has positive for coronavirus. The Nationals manager, Dave Martinez, admits we're very concerned right now. As you should be. Teddy Covers joins us next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage, late night. 844-843-6879. It's all about the West Coast this evening as we kick it in the Pacific Northwest this evening. We're going to set it to Hollywood, California in level two. Big Earl Skakel's going to step up in it. It's been too long since we've kicked it with Earl. We've got Teddy Covers in Las Vegas. We've got the Dodgers playing right now, and we've got LAFC and Portland playing right now. All right, so we're going to get to Teddy. Let's just, we'll take J-Rod. Quick call with J-Rod. Make it quick because we got Teddy coming on. But J-Rod, I want to get on here quickly. My main man, J-Rod, Louisiana rapping. What's going on, J-Rod?
Hey, Gabe. How you doing, man?
We're doing all right. Hopefully we can get this draw and we'll be doing a little bit better, right? Nice big fat payday at plus 330. Let's get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just going to say the Nats beat writer from The Athletic had a good write-up about the situation. They've been using the rapid test, and that pretty clearly has a high rate of false, either positive or negative, but they're relying on the rapid test. It was the lab in New Jersey that came back with Soto being positive. So I agree with you. He's around for 2 days. Who knows how many have it? And then they were all crammed into the clubhouse tonight with the rain. They weren't spaced out in the stands. So, I mean, the Nats might be over with.
That's a good point that you raised. That's the whole thing that I don't really understand. I remember, too, they stated, well, you know, we already do drug tests out of Salt Lake, and, you know, we can handle these tests. You know how to do tests, but it's going to be 2 days. It kind of defeats the purpose, though, doesn't it? If you test somebody
agreed.
And they wait 2 days,
right.
And then they're around, like, 30 other people, then it's just
right.
going to be a continuation. Like I said, like, and it's not
right.
me. I'm sure people tuning in, oh, you know, whatever, it's going to be fine. Listen, Dave Martinez, the Nationals manager, said, I'm going to breathe a lot easier when we get all of our results back. He's worried about, like, half the team having it tomorrow morning, right? Like, that's
right.
where they're at right now. It's a tough spot. It's something to keep your eye on. But, hey, welcome to 2020, J-Rod.
Absolutely. It's going to be a ride. See you, dude.
Hey, always a pleasure, my man. All right. Man, I feel like we need, like, some, like, winner's music here or something like a game show winner and like balloons falling down as our main man returns from his Sports Rage hiatus. Teddy, the legend, covers Teddy Savransky. Teddy, how you doing, Teddy?
Marency, what's a good word tonight, buddy? How are you?
Hey, it's great to hear your voice, Teddy. Great to hear your voice. A lot of people excited about the show tonight. Old friends, Teddy, Earl. We got Earl kicking it with us. Doesn't get any better than this this evening. And baseball is back tonight, and the NBA is going to be back. Seven nights from right now, actually. We're 1 week away from the NBA. And, you know, Teddy, normally these are the dog days of summer right now, but, hey, 2020 keeps dealing a strange hand, and here we are. Normally it's like the prep for football, calm before the storm, NFL preseason, and I'm getting ready to bet way too much money on the Hall of Fame game, and instead, August is going to be NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball. You've been capping sports a long time, Teddy, but even you haven't seen anything like this before.
No, and look, I mean, for the better part of the last 4 months, there hasn't been any sport that I handicapped. You know, sure, there's been, you know, sports. You get involved with the soccer. I don't really get involved with the soccer. I don't know how to handicap. The horse racing, you do a little bit, you know. The golf matchups, the auto racing, sure. The Korean baseball. There's been stuff. There's been degenerate specials all over the place. But my bread and butter is MLB, NFL, NBA, college hoops, college football. There's a decent chance that we could have all of those going at the exact same time over the course of the next 6 weeks. So what's going on is I've gone from a pretty much a low energy, low activity period of my life where you're like, all right, you know, do the work, do the research, but you're not sitting there every day for the last 4 months going, oh, okay, yeah, I got so much to do. I don't know what to do with myself. You know, you're like, all right, well, what can I focus on for a couple hours today to keep my brain from rotting completely? So it's going from nothing to potentially everything in a relatively short period of time. So I'm kind of excited to be doing something. That's a good thing. But as to whether we get everything or not yet, it's still early to tell. But the fact that we have actual baseball games. I don't know about you. I was terrified this game was going to get canceled. You know, the Yankees-Nats was going to get canceled after the Soto test. And I'm like, it's going to end before it starts. And I was like, this can't happen. You know, we got to give me at least a month or two of betting on sports before you cancel it again, please.
I had the Yankees too. And so what's this, Teddy? And normally, you know, and it's funny because I said, so what happens now? And people are like, oh, the run line doesn't count the total. I know that. But we're in this new era right now, and some books out there had new rules posted, right? Like, and I don't even know, Teddy, they make up rules that go in baseball now. There's 16 teams in the playoffs, buddy. I mean, they announced this 10 seconds before the season starts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. They're like, oh, you know, the game will, like, stop where it is, and then it'll restart. Like, I swear to God, listen, Matt Van Zierzen is a great play-by-play guy, but he didn't even know what the hell was going on tonight with the rules, Teddy.
And from a betting standpoint, talk about getting – there's only two games on the card tonight, okay? And talk about, you know, all of the things that make MLB betting sometimes difficult for recreational players are all in play. What do we have?
In the first night, yes, scratch pitchers.
We have a huge line move in the first game, okay? We have questions about whether – which bets cash? Do the run lines bets? No, they don't cash because it's not a full game. Do the totals cash? Well, no, because it's not a full game. The money line bets cash. Yes, they do. But then the other game, you have off pitcher. Okay, was it action? Is it listed pitcher? That's all, like, that's changed at various books this year.
The people got a gambling lesson tonight, Teddy, huh? They got a real lesson in baseball betting. Everything is going to happen.
it doesn't always work this way. And the fact that it's opening day and you have this much, I'm not going to call it controversy, but rules in play for betting. You know, betting rules pretty standardized among just about everything, except for when it comes to MLB. And MLB, different books have different shots. And then this year, some books are dealing action only. Other books are still offering a listed pitcher option. It's you know, there's no one clearinghouse for betting, just like there's no clearinghouse for college football. And that's why, you know, you see the different rules in different spots and why there is some confusion about what's going on tonight.
Teddy, we're in conversation with Ted Savransky, a.k.a. Teddy Covers from Las Vegas. I am Renzi, Sports Rage Late Night. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates joining us in the late night hours. You know, listen, I love all sports, but at this point, over the last, you know, probably about, I don't know, like 5 years or so, I sort of go in, it comes and goes. I used to be like, love college football only and college basketball. And I was like, you know, I watched pro, but I was like, college. And, you know, it sort of changes. But right now, like the NBA is my favorite league, and it has been for a little while. I just love the entertainment, the betting, everything about the NBA, the length of the games, everything about the league I love. But with that being stated, so from a fan perspective, I'm like, man, I can't wait for the NBA playoffs, and even as a bettor. But from a betting perspective, this 60-game baseball season really intrigues me, Teddy. You know, there's a lot of teams suddenly in play right now. Confidence is big in this world, and you have a team that sort of through 162-game season knows, yeah, we're not going to really. Like, in baseball, guys, you see it all the time. Like, every year the Pittsburgh Pirates are good going into, like, this time of the year. And then, you know what I mean? I used to see it with my Expos all the time. You know, the late Expos before they moved, they would always be lingering around in July and stuff. And then the collapse would happen in August. You know what I mean? And teams know it. They're not going to go. But 60 games, all it takes, Teddy, is for a team to go 7-2 and 9. And they look at the standings and they're like, you know what? We can do this, guys. And now 16 teams are in the playoffs. So what, you know, are you approaching it differently? Like, you can't just blindly bet dogs, but I'm expecting strange things to happen this year.
So last year on June 1st, and I use June 1st as opposed to 60 games, because the teams had the 60th game at various times, but 2 months into the season, which is what we're looking at this year, the Pittsburgh Pirates had a 4.5-game lead in the standings over the Washington Nationals.
Wow.
All right. The Pirates ended up, yeah, that's you know, 2 months in. Pirates 28-28, the Nats 24-33. Obviously, the Nats go on to win the World Series. The Pirates failed to win 70 games. You're not going to see a true representation of how good these teams are, which, in my mind, is a great thing for bettors, okay? Because what do we like to do in baseball, Gabe? We like to ride streaks, okay? I don't care how good a team actually is. I care how good they are right now. The betting markets care how good is this team actually. You know, what are their
current form? Let's call it.
Starting pitching isn't good enough.
We'll often hear in handicapping. We'll often hear in handicapping and horse racing. What's the current form? Some people, like in some sports, it doesn't matter. But you're a believer in the streak and the hot and cold. Bet against the cold team. Bet on the hot team in baseball.
Especially this season. Think about it. Fewer off days. Okay. So they don't have that reset day to clear their minds and get the bullpen rested. You know, the teams that are slumping are going to get slapped around. The teams that are hot are likely to stay hot. But when you're talking about riding streaks, the streaks that I think we're going to see a ton of, overs and unders, those don't get the hype, Gabe. But you know as well as I do, they cash the same way, and you get a hot hot lineup and a bad bullpen on the same team. You'll be cashing overs in bunches, and the markets won't catch up.
Especially with 95-degree weather. Normally, we're starting a season, Teddy, in April, and it's snowing, and it's cold, and it's windy. We're already into the humid.
Dodgers
the ball's
just got
already
the six,
gonna be lunching.
By the way.
All right, the Dodgers racking it up right now. Dodger backers feeling better. Or with Teddy Covers on the other side. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. as the MLS craziness continues as well. So I'm just wondering, you know, we just hit a plus 330. So we tweeted this out before the game started as well. And we gave this to you on Game Time Decision. So I'm just wondering, we hit a plus 330 with the draw in LA and Portland. We hit Houston Dynamo at plus 125. We hit over 3.5. And, oh, yeah, we gave you a Portland goal scorer, Ibu Bessi, at plus 230. So we hit a plus 125, a plus 230, a plus 330, and an over 3.5 at plus 108. 4-0 in the MLS tonight. Every bet plus money. I'm wondering, is that good, Teddy? I'm asking for a friend. I tell you what,
you know,
though, Teddy.
I got to think that's pretty good, Gabe. I didn't go 4-0 with all plus price winners, including what, you have a $3 dog and another big dog in there too? Nice, dude.
Yeah, the draw was plus 333, Teddy. So I hit the plus 333. I hit a dude to score at plus 230. I hit the over 3.5 goals at plus 106 or plus 104, whatever it is. And the earlier game, I hit the Dynamo at plus 125 to win the game. I'm not going to lie, though. It's been the MLS for me. It's been where, like, I look like a soccer genius, or I look like someone who's never seen a sport once before in my life. Like, there's been 4-0s and 0-4s, Teddy. It's going both ways.
I mean,
but I love that plus betting, Teddy, in soccer. Yeah. It's plus money. That's what I love about it.
Sure, because the draw is not usually the most popular option. Like, what was it about that match? I mean, you say, you know, plus 330, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? The draw's not sexy, Teddy. It's like people on Monday Night Football, bro. I'll take the favorite in the over, right? You know the drill. Sexy betting isn't winning betting all the time. All right, so I wanted to get into some NBA strategy a little bit, but I'm sure with only two games on the board and they were both kind of chalky, you're already into Friday. I don't want to put you on the spot, but have you taken a look at day two with a full slate of Major League Baseball on the board, Teddy?
Yeah. I mean, I've worked my way through 10 of the 14 games, so don't ask me about the back four. Seattle, Houston, Arizona, San Diego, San Fran, L.A., or the Angels, A's. That's for after the radio show. Exactly. That's how it works, you know. I've definitely looked at the Braves in terms of sides tomorrow. I'm looking at the Braves at the plus price against DeGrom and the Mets. I'm surprised that number continues to rise. You know, especially considering Soroka was unhittable on the road last year. I'm looking at the Rockies at a plus price, talking about plus prices. I'm interested in Marquez, as an underdog. That we're seeing a fair bit of Colorado money. If you do like the Rockies, I bet it's sooner rather than later.
It's all T-bone.
I'm thinking about the Red Sox run line. I want to fade Malone. I want to fade the Orioles at any reasonable way possible early. I don't know if I'm going to get there with it, but it's on the short list. And last but not least, I'm betting the Cubs over every game. That's the one team I'm betting overs with right out of the
gate. Cubbies, huh? 8.5.
Cubbies over.
Right now, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog. What about the Brewers as a dog here? It's a pretty chalky opening day, isn't it, across the board, Teddy? You know, there's a lot of big favorites. What about the Brewers as an underdog here? I think the Cubs are a little overrated.
I think the Cubs are going to hit the tar off the ball. I think that the Cubs are absolutely going to be smacking teams around. And I think there's something of an undervalued commodity in the market. The Cubs aren't sexy. You know, they've been around. All right. No one's excited about their starting pitching. That team's going to score as much. That lineup's maybe as potent as the Dodgers. I don't know if it's going to. I mean, Dodgers might average 6 runs a game. Who knows if they're going to average 6.5 runs a game. It could be crazy. but I would probably rank the Cubs lineup, you know, right there with the Yankees as second to the Dodgers. So I'm not in a rush to take the Brewers, especially at, you know, plus 110. You're not even getting a big plus price.
So just let me throw the numbers out here, Teddy. And if something, you know, of interest. So we got the Braves. The Braves and the Mets are big favorites here in this baseball game with DeGrom.
on the Hill. I sort of wanted to ask you about teams. Like, are you buying, like, the Reds are a trendy team. Are you buying in? So let's sort of go rapid fire. I'll throw teams out. Sure. You buy, sell. You know, are you buying in? Because as far as hype teams, Cincinnati Reds, heavily hyped coming into the year. People have them winning the division, a lot of people. All right, are you buying or selling that?
So the two most hyped teams here in Las Vegas from a wise guy perspective are the Reds and the White Sox.
Yep.
I'm not saying that Cincy's not going to be good. I'm saying the markets are already pricing them like they're the division winners. The markets are really high on Cincinnati. So from a pure market perspective, there's no value on the Reds right now. Everyone loves them.
Yeah, the Tigers are
better than the Brewers. I thought the Reds are head and shoulder better than the Brewers or the Cardinals or the Cubs. They're not.
I like the Cardinals in that division. So what about the White Sox? White Sox, fun team. I can buy into the White Sox more than the Reds because of the division that they play in. And, you know, they've got a nice lineup. What about the White Sox? I mean, would you buy that hype more than the Reds hype? They have the same win total, too, at 31.5.
Sure. But again, the teams I'm really concerned about putting my money on this year are teams that, because when we think about where the money's coming, the syndicates are dominating the betting marketplace and an MLB that's threefold right now. Okay, syndicates weren't taking money out of their bankroll to pay rent. All right, so when we're looking at how the markets are going to approach teams like the White Sox, the White Sox might be really good, but they're going to be priced that way. You know, is Giolito going to do what he did last year? To me, that's the key. If he comes out tomorrow and throws like an ace, maybe we take Chicago a little bit more seriously. But right now, to me, I know they get all the games against the Royals and the Tigers and all of that, but to me, they're the third place team in that division.
You know, it's interesting you say that. They are being priced like that. If you look, like basically the Minnesota Twins, -110, the White Sox are already being priced like they're already good, Teddy. Not that they're going to be good, right? They're like they're already being priced like they're good. Yeah.
The two hyped, hottest teams in Vegas in the offseason, no doubt. The two up-and-comers. And we all know that, you know, I mean, year in and year out, you get teams like this that have the big offseason. Everyone's excited about them. They turn out to be last year's Cleveland Browns. It happens all the time.
Teddy, you know, talk about the St. Louis Cardinals aren't sexy. I like them to win a division, +240. But Jack Flaherty on the Hill, if you look at, you know, the second half of the season last year, Jack Flaherty is one of the best pitchers in baseball. But we're just talking about not sexy.
Yeah.
People don't really talk about him. I don't love, you know, it's -194 right now against the Pirates, but the Pirates have a pretty weak lineup, Teddy. And I like this Cardinal team. One thing the Cardinals do, too, is they beat bad teams, right? That's what they take care of business. What's your take on Flaherty and the Cardinals? And what about this game at -194?
So Pittsburgh's pretty high on my list of bet against teams. I think the Pirates are going to be maybe very bad. But Musgrove is the one guy on the Hill who I'm not in a rush to fade. And if I'm laying $2 on opening day, I'm not laying $2 on opening day. I'm doing it on the run line, and the Cards at home on the run line is not a bet that I love. So that's not one I'm going to get involved with just because of the price point. But Pittsburgh, we will certainly be looking for opportunities to bet against the Pirates. And probably laying a run and a half to bet against the Pirates. I think that's a bad team. And their bullpen is going to look like the Giants' bullpen tonight. They're going to have more than their fair share of, oh, it's a close game. Oh, no, I got no chance after the seventh. You know, that's a bad-looking bullpen in Pittsburgh.
Teddy, one thing that you and I, man, time's just flying by, but one thing you and I have agreed on, I remember you talking in past years, but you're not a fan of playing like a baseball future for 162 games at even money, the old win total. Right? This year, it's very different with the 60 games, yet it's also dangerous with the coronavirus as well, playing the win total. But you know, any futures, division totals, playoffs, you know, futures, and now there's 16 teams in the playoffs, which really sort of shake things up as well. And that sort of helps the powerhouses, Teddy. That's what I don't like about it. There was an opportunity for maybe the Yankees to struggle, the Dodgers to struggle, or one of these powerhouses. Now, they're going to get in anyways, and even if they have a little bit of a lull midseason, they're still going to be there in the playoffs ultimately after the fact. So, you know, they really bastardized everything in the big picture, but is there anything, any futures that you like in baseball?
Well, yeah, I mean, I bet some Yankees under right from the get-go. Now it's down to 37. I still wouldn't talk about, well, you can't get it down now anymore. I like the A's over, and I like the Pirates under. You know, everyone was complaining about Matt Chapman coming on the ESPN broadcast earlier, which what was he doing there? But the things he was saying about Oakland, this is the best team that they've had since he's been there. I'm buying the A's. I'm buying the A's in a real way. And so that's a handful of futures that have stood out to me. Initially, I liked the Angels over, and then their schedule had me off of that pretty quickly. That's a brutal schedule for the LA Angels. Half their games are against the Astros, A's, and Dodgers.
Yeah, I know. I've been talking about that. 26 out of their 60, Teddy. 46% of their seasons against the Astros. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. Rendon already hurt. So we've got NBA basketball. I don't know what the deal with Zion is right now. You know, what that family matter. You know, we sort of assumed it had something to do with the agent stuff. And, you know, they were just trying to sort of, so we kidded the other night, they're just trying to get their story straight. But all kidding aside, we're a week away from the NBA right now. And even though I expect sort of craziness in these other sports, NHL, I expect a lot of craziness, Teddy. But that's another story. They're starting August 1st. The NBA, I don't think it's going to be that insane. But ironically enough, I wanted your quick take on this. The Pelicans and the Lakers, the Pelicans are dangerous, man. And, like, these guys, their confidence grows every day. I was watching some of their practice tape from the other day. Lonzo Ball's, like, big and ripped. The dude's drilling threes. He's stealing balls in practice. Brandon Ingram's a stud. You know, I know that they don't play great defense, but if I was the Lakers, out of all the teams, like, you know, normally you thought everything goes LeBron's way in the Lakers. I wouldn't want to have to deal with the Pelicans, Teddy, in the first round of the playoffs. I'll tell you that much. Do you think I'm crazy?
So I think the Pelicans will be a difficult matchup for the Lakers. I also think the Blazers, if they get there, would be a difficult match. I'm not saying the Lakers are going to lose to either of those teams, but I would say they would be tested by those two teams, especially because, you know, they don't have a starting backcourt right now. So we're talking about the Lakers and continuity. It's not there, but, you know, Portland.
They got to beg Avery Bradley to come back, bro, huh? Like, you know.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, J.R. Smith and Deion Waiters, from a defensive standpoint, you're not getting what you lost. You know, the Lakers, there could be some vulnerability there. And the Blazers, that's an interesting team. I was watching them earlier, and I didn't play a great game in that first scrimmage, but Portland's not a team I would sell short. And, of course, both those teams to get there, I think that's knock off Memphis, who's I think would be the easiest one for the Lakers potentially, but I wouldn't say that Memphis is about to go down in flames between now and the start of the playoffs.
Yeah, they're dangerous. It's dangerous, Teddy. It's you know, listen, it's dangerous. Just, you know, the Pelicans have nothing to lose. They play run and gun style of basketball, and they don't like everybody. Everybody on the Pelicans was basically traded by LeBron. You know what I'm saying? I just like the angle.
Yeah.
I like the angle, Teddy, of like, all right, LeBron, you don't like us, fine. You know what? We're going to bomb threes on you. All right, hang in here, Teddy. We've got like 2-3 more minutes. Ted Sobranski right now. Big Earl Skate. We're going to step up and in at level 2. Sports Rage Late Night continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, Sports Rage Late Night continues. Great job by Master Control stepping up in with a triple play. The bases were loaded. Line drive was like, oh, boy. Oh, boy, here it goes. We're going to be down 4-0 in a second. But no. A big defensive stand by Yang in the pit. Teddy covers with us right now. It's amazing, Teddy. I got to say, man, this hour felt like 10 minutes with you. Like, it just said flew. Flew by. We just scratched the surface, but Teddy's back in the rotation. Great to catch up with you, Teddy. So we've only got about a minute or two left here. So where can people find you, your videos, Twitter, and everything else in between, Teddy?
Dude, the pleasure's all mine, okay? When I came on air, my Dodgers over was dead, and they just got the 9. So
it's good
voodoo.
So you feel good. Really, you're like, yeah, yeah. You're like, all right, one on Renzi's show last week. Let's go back. Yeah, you're feeling good now, right? You're
exactly.
Not like, son of a bitch.
You know,
I don't have time for this.
I'm losing games with you on air. I'm winning games with you on air. I like that. It's real simple. The website is sportsmemo.com. You like this type of breakdown, check it out at sportsmemo.com. You follow me on Twitter at Teddy_Covers.
So, Teddy, next week we'll start to get into some NBA. And I got to be honest with you. Normally at this time of the year, I've already read the playbook. I've already read Phil Steele. I'm really behind the curve right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm taking it one sport at a time. I'm totally prepared. MLS killing it. Major League Baseball, I feel like I'm ready to go. NBA, I will be ready to go. I've got some work to do to catch up as far as college football is concerned. But I think I better just sort of study up on the SEC, Teddy, because I think they might be the only conference left standing.
Yeah, yeah. So in terms of my prep, I prepped NFL way before college. In terms of confidence, I'm much more confident we'll see an NFL season than a college football season. I, too, have not done all the college work I normally do by this time. That said, I've done enough to get myself in position to catch up. It's not that much catching up because there's no info out there.
No, that's the whole thing. There's no practices. There's no – exactly. So, and people – oh, no, everything's going to be fine. We're running out of racetrack, people. That's just a fact. Teddy, you're the best. It's great to catch up with you. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, buddy.
Pleasure's mine, man. I'm enjoying – I'm looking forward to hearing Inappropriate Earl for the next hour.
Teddy! Earl Skakel, level 2.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.